Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo kustudio 7, ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 20 Inkwenkwezi 2022 ngukhipsi Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo
siyalambulela siyakwazi ukuthi silodubo labagesi lapha eZimbabwe ukuthi amanye ama production costs abantu bayebesebenzisa ipulo idiesel so ingakhwela idiesel ukuthi intengo yezinto izakhwela ngoba i cost of production iyakhulu ifuel iyabe isikhwelile
inkampani kaHulumende elawula umsebenzi wokutholakala kwamafutha ezimota yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority namhla ikweze njalo intengo yamafutha lawa.
Lokho kukhulunywa yi-EU eyakubhalayo ngemva kokhetho luka-2018 yilokho okufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa ngumthetho weZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa yi-constitution yeZimbabwe. Ukuthi abantu bavote bekhululekile, abakhankasela ukuvotelwa bakhankase bekhululekile noma bazimele noma bangaphansi kwamaqembu abo.
Iqula le-European Union eliphakathi kokwethekelela eleZimbabwe lithi uhulumende kumele agcwalisise izixwayiso ezenziwa yilumanyano kulandela ukhetho luka-2018 ukuze ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luqhutshwe ngendlela esuthisekayo. Kuliviki kuwoza Friday silomculi odumo wakulezi nsuku we-House Music umqondisi banda odume ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Skyva. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulomsakazo. Inkampani kaHulumende elawula umsebenzi wokutholakala kwamafutha ezimota elizweni yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority namhla ikweze njalo intengo yamafutha lawa. Idiesel ekade iphezu kwedola lenxenye $1.68 isikuma dola phose amabili eMelika $1.74 kuthi intengo yephetulo ikhuphuke isuka kudola lenxenye leMelika $1.58 isiya ku-$1.68. Ingcitshi kwezomnotho zithi lokhu kuzabangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni yona evele iqonga mihla lemihla. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usipha lolu daba.
Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi abantu elizweni jikelele behlaba umkhosi ngenxa yokugqonga kwentengo yento yonke ikakhulu ukudla lokusetshenziswa ngabantu nsuku zonke. Okwenzakalayo sokukhahlameze hatshi abantu makhaza kuphela kodwa labo somabhizimusi abasele bebambe wangaphansi bekhathele ngokusekusenzakala elizweni. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yabo somabhizimusi Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers, umnumzana Denford Mtashu uthi udubo lokugqonga kwentengo yamafutha la kubangelwa ikukhuphuka kwentengo yawo emhlabeni jikelele.
Zinodzikisa kutengwa kwezinto nokuthi kana petrol ikakwira izinto zinokwira anoda dzakusisherera mutengo chekutanga. Chechipiri,
lokhu kwenza ukuba abantu bangathengi impahla ngoba nxa amafutha engakhwela indlela zokuthwala impahla ziyakhwela. Okwesibili, sifuna ukukhumbuza abathengi ukuba impahla izihlala ikhwela ikakhulu singakhala impi eseRussia leUkraine.
Ingcishi ecubunwa ezomnotho umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi nxa intengo yamafutha ingaqhubeka ikhuphuka kanje kuzaba nzima ukuphila eZimbabwe.
Kukhanya uhulumende wethu weZimbabwe sekweze intengo yamafutha asetshenziswa ezimodeni. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi intengo yezinto eziningi, ukudla kumbe izimpahla esemavinkilini, lakho kuzakhwela. Lokhu kwenziwa ukuthi nxa amafutha ethengwa athengelwa ukuhambisa izimpahla lokudla emavinkilini, intengo yamafutha ingakhwela, osobhizimisi gabathathi imali yakhona yokukhwela beyikhipha kuma profits abo. Hhayi, izithelo zabo bafuna vele zibe zilokhu ziphezulu. Abakwenzayo ukuthi bayakhweza intengo yempahla lokudla kwakhona ngamasensi akhona kumbe ngamadola akhona akhweze ipetrol kumbe idiesel.
Kubeke sithi kumele uhulumende avumele abantu ukuba bathenge bodwa amafutha kungela kungenela kukahulumende.
Sokutshengisela ukuthi uhulumende wethu uzafanele avule umsika owediesel kube labantu abaningi abakwanisa ukuthi babethengisa bethengisa amafutha ukuze kuye kulokuncintisana. Ngiyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi baye besithi hayi uhulumende yena kabe nguyobhadala imali yakhona ama-subsidies. Lokhu kodwa lokhu kuyaphambanisa ngoba kuyenza ukuthi intengo zempahla zibe artificial ngesikhiwa. Yikho-ke sizakhangelela nje khathesi nje sizakuzothiwa khona intengo yokudla lezi mpahla ezemavinkilini sokukhwelile.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Masimba Kutshera, enye njalo ingcishi ecubulana ezomnotho.
Siyakwazi ukuthi silodubo labagesi lapha eZimbabwe ukuthi amanye ama-production costs abantu bayabe besebenzisa ikakhulu i-diesel. So ingakhwela i-diesel la nge-transport yangkhona izitimela azihambi, so siyasenza izimota. So kutsho ukuthi intengo yezinto izakhwela ngoba i-cost of production ikakhulu i-fuel iyabe isikhwelile.
Amafutha we-diesel akhuphuke intengo isuka kumadola phezu kwelilodwa lengxenye dollar 68 esiya kumadola phose amabili emelika dollar 74 kulitha. Awepetulu wona asuke kudola lengxenye dollar 58 esiya kudola 68 kulitha. Intengo yempahla emqoka empilweni yabantu yansuku zonke ikhuphuke okwamagama kumaviki asanda kwedlula. Intengo yesinkwa namhlanje ikhuphuke isuka kumadola phose angamakhulu amathathu 270 RTGS isiya kumadola phezu kwamakhulu amathathu lengxenye 352 RTGS. Amafutha okuphekisa wona asebiza imali edlula inkulungwane ezintathu lengxenye zamadola kuleli 3500 RTGS kumalitha amabili esuka kunkulungwane enye lengxenye 1500 RTGS kumaviki asanda kwedlula. Isaka lempuphu elesindo samakilogramu alichumi 10 kg selifika phose amadola alichumi emelika 10 US, khona osokusenza impilo ibe nzima kakhulu kuZulu Makhaza. Imizamo yokuthola umbono kamphathintambo wezamabhizinisi uNkosikazi Sekayinzenza yehlule, kodwa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kumaviki asanda kwedlula ubike ukuba ukuqonga kwentengo yezinto zonke kubangelwa ngosomabhizimusi abalisana lohulumende wakhe. Umphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube yena utshele umsakazi weZBC Izolo ntambama ukuba impi phakathi kweRussia leUkraine yiyo ebangela ukuba kube lokukhuphuka kwentengo elizweni ngale ndlela. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ikula le-European Union eliphakathi kokuthekelela eZimbabwe lithi uhulumende kumele agcwalisise izixwayiso ezenziwa yilumanyano kulandela ukhetho luka-2018 ukuze ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luqhutshwe ngendlela esuthisayo. Umkhokeli waleli qula elibizwa ngokuthi yi-Election Follow-up Mission, uMnumzana Elmer Brook, utshele intatheli ezindaba eHarare namhla ukuthi uhulumende kumele enze inguquko ezakwenza ukuthi ukhetho luqhutshwe ngokucacileyo njalo abamabandla aphikisayo bavunyelwe ukhankasa bekhululekile. Wengeze wathi izinkokheli zosiko kumele zisebenze zizimele, zingathathi uhlangothi kwezombusazwe. Uthe njalo bayayamukela imizamo kahulumende yokuguqula imithetho emibi. Sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Evidlela Ncube.
Lokho kukhulunywa yi-EU eyakubhalayo ngemva kokhetho luka-2018 yilokho okufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa ngumthetho weZimbabwe, yilokho okufunwa yi-constitution yeZimbabwe, ukuthi abantu bavote bekhululekile, abakhankasela ukuvotelwa bakhankase bekhululekile, noma bazimele noma bangaphansi kwamaqembu abo, ukuthi kakungasetshenziswa izinto zombuso ukupha i-advantage iZANU-PF ukuthi kungasetshenziswa ingatsha zikahulumende zibe zingatsha zeZANU-PF, konke lokho ngokufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe. Ngakho-ke lokho okukhulunywa nge-EU yilokho okukhulunywa ngabantu beZimbabwe, kodwa kakwenzeki lakancane ngokuba bayesaba laba abasezihlalweni ukuthi uma bengenza lokho okufunwa ngabantu beZimbabwe ukhetho lube ngolukhululekileyo angeke baluwine ukhetho lwakhona. Ngakho-ke bazahlala belokhe besala ukuthi kube le nguquko ezenza ukuthi ukhetho lube ngolukhululekileyo, kodwa labantu beZimbabwe bamele bale ukuvuma ukhetho lungakhululekanga, balwise ukuthi luze lukhululeke ukhetho njengalokhu i-constitution isitsho. I-EU icela nje ukuthi i-government yeZimbabwe ilandele i-constitution yeZimbabwe kuphela nje.
Abamabandla aphikisayo Ncube, ungathi bayahlokoma yini bayamfaka incindezi uhulumende ukuze aguqule indlela okuqutshwa ngayo ukhetho?
Yebo, kambe bangabe bekhuluma abanye laba lalabana abanye bezijulele, kodwa ukukhuluma kodwa soze kusebenze. Kufuna kukhulunywe kusetshenzwa, akube khona umnyakazo phansi, akube le strike, akube le stairway, akube lalokhiyana lalokhiyana, kubonakala ukuthi kasisuthisekanga, kasithabanga lakancane, ngokuba lokho okuqhubekayo kuzaqhubeka kuye fika ku-2023 irigwe futhi i-election ngaphandle kokuthi kuthathwe amanyathela amabanzi kulokukhuluma nje. Ukukhuluma lokho akusoze kulethe inguquko. Izani kuthanda kunje, ikuthanda kukubi kunje, ngokuba lokho okunje kwenza kube lula ukuthi bawine ukhetho, kwenza kube lula ukuthi barigu ukhetho. Ngakho-ke kumele kuthathwe amanyathelo amanye amakhulu kakhulu ukuze kube le nguquko, angaphelele kukhulumeni kodwa kube lezenzo eziza kwenza ukuthi kungabi lula kungabi lula ukuthi baqhubeke nje be-ignore lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu, bekushaya indiva lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu. Abantu bafuna inguquko, bafuna ukhetho olukhululekileyo, oluwina aluwine lungolukhululekileyo, hayi lungalendlela oluyiyo.
Umnumzana Efihlela Ncube yingcweti kwezombusazwe, lanxa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eseke wethula amazwi okuthi akula nguquko azayenza phambilini kokhetho luka-2023, iofisi yakhe ithi ukhulume ngalolu daba emhlanganweni awenze labamabandla amancane akumanyana owePollard izolo. Sehlulekile ukukhuluma lo mphathintambo obona ngokwethula kwemibiko kuhulumende, unkosikazi Monica Mtswangwa, ngalolu daba. Umthethwandaba kamanti oweHarare namhla ukhulule umnumzana Sigbeth Msengezi, ilunga leZANU-PF elabophisa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi wangena esikhundleni sokukhokhela ibandla elibusayo ngendlela eziphambana lesisekelo sebandla ngemva kokugenqulwa embusweni kwawayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe Lebutu. Umsengezi ubothwe ngeviki edluleyo esithiswa icala lokuthola ikhadi lokuba lilunga leZANU-PF ngokuqamba amanga ngalapho ayehlala khona. Umsengezi ukhululelwe ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuthi ahlawule isibambiso sebail senkulungwane ezingamajumi amathathu amadola eZimbabwe, 30,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Uhulumende weBotswana usevumele abakubhizimusi yezimota lamabhasi athola uzulu ukuthi bakhweze imbadalo yokugada. Lokhu kulandela ukukhalala umsebenzi kwabakubhizimusi kusukela ngolwesibili ogcina kuphazamisa inkambo zabanye abeZimbabwe. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Abamabhasi athwala abantu ehamba umango phakathi kweleZimbabwe lapho makhwelane kweleBotswana baqala ukukhalala umsebenzi ngolwesibili. Esinye isisebenzi senkampani yamabhasi aboZikhali ahamba nsuku zonke phakathi kwaboBulawayo leHabroni sitshele iStudio 7 ukuthi bamise inhambo zabo kulandela ukukhalala umsebenzi kwabanye babo. Lokho bese kuthiye abanye abeZimbabwe abasebenzisa kakhulu amabhasi angena kweleBotswana bengela ndlela zokuhambisa. Ngolwesine uhulumende ovumile ukuthi kukhwezwe inhlawulo yogada amabhasi kwindlela uqeda ukukhalala umsebenzi okwenziwe ngabamabhizimusi la. Ukukhalala umsebenzi bese kuphazamisa imisebenzi yabeZimbabwe abathembele kakhulu emabhasini ukuya ekhaya kumbe ukungena kwele Botswana. Umnumzana Ntokozo Thebe ohlala eHabron uthi iningi lisebenzisa amabhasi ukuthumela ukudla ekhaya, ngakho ukukhalala umsebenzi bekulakho ukuphazamisa indlela impahla ebeyithunyelwa ngayo ekhaya.
Bakhona abantu abafuna ukuthumela impahla ekhaya, yes, imali yakwenza uhamba ngabomkhulu, but if ungafuna ukuthumeza imali ekhaya uyakwenza njani impahla ukudla ngoba sithembe wona amabhasi even ukuhamba kwethu kusi-affectile ngoba ngesimo somnotho kunzima ukuthi uhambe uqonde eZimbabwe ufike udeclare imota eborder of which is better and cheaper nawusebenzisa i-public transport.
Umnumzana Mkhululi Moyo ubekhala ngokuthi isimo kumele siphange sibuyele endaweni yaso kungakanakali okuningi.
Ludubo olukhulu kakhulu ikakhulu uma sikhangela ukuthi abantu siyahlela izinhlelo zethu. Siyabe sifuna ukuya emakhaya, sifuna imisebenzini, njalo njalo ngezinhlelo zethu. So kuyinto engathiwa ihlukuluza abantu abaningi kakhulu. Ngibona indawo especially indawo ye-transport lapha locally lapha.
Omunye ongena kwele Botswana ngezebhizimusi esebenzisa amabhasi umzana Rodwell Moyo uthi ukukhalala umsebenzi abamabhizimusi okuthwala uZulu bekulimaza kakhulu abangena kwele Botswana ngendaba zebhizimusi.
Siku-affecta abantu abahambayo abanye umuntu abe ethethe ilanga ukrosa ibhodi ekuseni ezithethe intambama uyabuyela and kusuka kulimaza abantu emnothweni ababeuthwele. Lazile inconvenience umuntu omunye abe suke emaphi sithi kwele Zimbabwe engala made chiya abantwana bebodwa basesikolweni lezi zethu zahamba ayephenduka asuka lapha engasaphenduka ngendaba yokuswelakala ama-transport.
Umnumzana Fortune phakathi yena wokubhizimusi yokuthwala impahla esuke yaBotswana esiya eZimbabwe uthi kabazange babone untshintsho ubhizimusi yabo noma nje bekukhalelwe umsebenzi. Uthi abantu kade bethwele nzima isikhathi amabhasi engahambi bephephele ezimoteni ezincane.
Impahla ibhizinisi yangkona vele iphansi okwamanje isigezi impela ngendlela yokuthi lakhona sisuka ku-Easter plus akukabi yi-month end so sikhangela ukuthi mhlawumbe next week kuza kuba ngcono. Then imoto ezithwala abantu amabhasi our people are very stranded impela mina ngihambe imoto yami it's a 5-seater but ngibuye ngigcwele ngihambe ngigcwele ngaphele ngangigcwele nje angithwala abantu athi besiya lapha thini siya khona.
Abezimota ezithwala uZulu kwele Botswana bakhalela umsebenzi besithi bafuna ukuphiwa imvume yokukhweza imbadalo ngokudlula amachumi ayisithupha ekhulwini i-61%. Lokhu kulandela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota emhlabeni jikelele asesedlula ipula lengxenye kulitha ngayinye kumbe idola lemelikeli lengxenye kulitha. Kulo kungahlaliseki emhlabeni jikelele phezu kokuqonga kwentengo yempahla yona efuqwa kakhulu yimpi eyaqhamuka phakathi kwe-Russia le-Ukraine kunyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Live Talk namhla sikhangela ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota usukubangela ukuqonga kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni kakhulu kokudla ukuqela isinkwa amafutha okuphekisa lokunye. Idale le-US Congress selivumelane ukuba kunikwe ele-Ukraine imali efika amabhiliyoni angamajumi amane $40 billion yokuthenga izikhali lokunye. Ngambe lokhu akuphehli impi na ngesikhathi kula masosha akwele Ukraine asezinikele kubutho lakwele Russia. Kuliviki kuhoza Fridays, lo mculi womdumo wakulezi nsuku House Music, Mkhondisi Banda odume ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Skyva. Asizweni exoxa lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzachisa Sibanda bekobulawayo.
Sizibanda wenza izifundo zakhe ecollege lelupane State University waqeda kodwa umsebenzi wathi tololo wangawutholi wathi wacabanga ukuzingenela kwezomculo asizwe nechasa ngembali yakhe
abantu bangazi ngo Skyva ngingu DJ ngu producer ngizalelwe kobulawayo ngafunda eGard Primary School ngasuka ngaye eMpofuma High School then ngase ngisuka ngaye eLupane State University ngaqeda ngo 2015
Pena ma bonsa se tem bonga ya Karime na nguba le paga pa le kapa bonga saima yo shit solo mo we crash you like think of fuck is fight give it up mo we fast ya yo chabula kuna mata tena sika ruti ningi bathi nandi mo we cut ya yo to be x ninja again pena this getting in fundi ku x ninja again
Futhubo lokuselakala kwemisebenzi eZimbabwe lwenza abasakhulayo abaningi babanjwe ngamandla okudinga ezinye indlela zokuziphilisa ngokuzisebenza. USkyva ngomunye ke abasakhulayo wazibona engasela enye indlela yokuziphilisa lapho esegqibe izifundo wacabanga ukungena kwezomculo.
Ngiqede e-university ngase ngiqala ukuyenza i-music because nginandazela ukuthi abafowethu abaningi abagraduateayo abayephambili babengasebenzi. So ngase ngathi ngiqala ukuzinceda ngizenzele i-music yami. So ngangithi emaclub ngishaye emchadweni emaphathini njalo ngase ngiqala ukuzenzela yami music so ngiyangena e-studio ngiziphekele ama beat yami music
na ayibakhobela kuzemculo esakhula akwamenza wafisa laye ufika kuleso sibanga
uSkido lo Black Coffee nabo DJ Christos abe South Africa and then lapha local maybe ngakhangelela uOliver Mtukuzi nabo lavu majayivana ngoba abantu ababengisibala ngakhula ngibalalela kakhulu mina music sengilize amabhawa but for alama single tracks amaningi nangezi house so I work mostly labantu abaningi abegoli o-DJ Cutie o-Funk Twister abaningi abantu esezinye
Skyva uthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi pho bengaxhumana njani lawe ukuze bakuthole
ngifuna bakwazi ukuthi imizi yami ingayithola ngapi uyahamba ku Skyva ku Facebook ku Skyva kule page ethi Skyva ku Twitter Skyva Sims ku YouTube Skyva yonke into vele ngu Skyva 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 even akubo o Google Pay o Google o Amazon obani khona imizi yami just Google Skyva kuphela nase kuphume yonke imizi nokuthi ngitholakala ngani njalo ngiyofuna ukuthola ama details ami ngiyofuna ukubhuka ngiyakuthola ku Instagram no Facebook no Twitter
ngomqondisi sibanda lo ohamba ngegama lokuthi Skyva ngoyebeselayo kuhlelo waza ozo Friday ikamana mu ezachisa sibanda libe lampela sonto emnandi
siyabonga kakhulu ke ezothisa sibanda la uvele impela viki enhle mfowethu ungajonela kusasa singakehlukani isihlobo othi sihlangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela namuhla inkampani kahulumende elawula umsebenzi wokutholakala kwamafutha ezimota elizweni yezimbabwe energy regulatory authority namhla ikhweze njalo intengo yamafutha lawa iqula le-European Union eliphakathi kokwethekelela ezimbabwe lithi uhulumende kumele agcwalisise izixwayiso ezenziwa yilumanyano kulandela ukhetho luka-2018 ukuze ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo luqhutshwe ngendlela esuthisayo siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje oluvalelisayo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube ngisithi lilale
siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zezimbabwe
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na7 pm kusvika na7:30 pm
apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
lilani
murara zvakanaka mhuri yezimbabwe